Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
WEEI Afternoons. On the day the Red Sox season felt like it truly started to slip away.
Yep.
They lose 5-3, lose the series to the A's, split the season series to the A's. That's not good. And, you know, you guys were talking earlier about, well, what do the schedules look like? Teams you're supposed to beat, not supposed to beat, easier, harder. Like, I don't know. I don't feel like I can pencil a win for the Red Sox in against anybody right now because the lineup is not going to score a lot of runs. I laughed out loud. Dave O'Brien, early in the first inning, I think so it was 3-1 A's after one, and Dave O'Brien goes, you know, this could be one of those crazy 9-8 or 9-7 Fenway days. And I was like, you think the Red Sox can score 9 runs in how many games? Like, where are you getting that confidence, Dave?
9 combined runs, maybe, but not 9 or 8 runs from the Sox. My God, that's like that's a week's worth of runs for this team right now, sadly.
Yeah, so I know. Go ahead, Ted.
It feels like, look, everybody on the lineup has gone through their slumps throughout the year at different times, but now it feels like they're all slumping at the same time. What it feels like. It was kind of like, you know, there were guys that were in this lineup that have slumped earlier in the year, but other guys were hitting, so you didn't notice it as much. Well, you notice the lineup, how bad everybody's slumping right now, because it's the entire lineup top to bottom that, other than maybe Trevor Story, that's not hitting.
And I will also just, you know, excuses or reasons given by losers. Abreu and Anthony are hurt. And I didn't love the Abreu not traveling with them. We'll probably have to get into that a bit more tomorrow with a longer show, full show. But Abreu not traveling with them to Tampa Bay is going to work out. And then if it goes okay, he might join them. I believe, I wrote it down actually because I noted it, Middlebrooks on the broadcast said, that worries me as well, because, yes, Ted?
Wasn't he originally planning on going down there?
Or
seemed
like
it. Was that the original report? Mm-hmm. I heard that he was originally planned on going there.
I know we're going down the same Christian Gonzalez road of, like, is there a setback? Was there a setback? Why is he not back yet? But that feels, and they could use him, and that's not fair. Because with, you know, 9 games to play or whatever, to expect him to just come in and hit you a few bombs right away, have his timing down, carry the lineup, that's not fair, but I didn't like that. Turning the page to football, as I think we may have to do sooner rather than later, and sooner than I really expected. This game on Sunday at Gillette Stadium, and Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King this season. Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. So this game, I think it's a winnable game. Like, we've talked about this. There are winnable games, teams that, you know, if you think you're a 500 team or a borderline playoff team or whatever you think you're going to be, the Raiders, the Dolphins, the Steelers, they're all kind of in that conversation with you. But Tom Curran ended his chat with us just a few moments ago, saying he's going to pick the Steelers. He's leaning towards Pittsburgh. Needs a little bit more information, a little more data on this team. Ted, before, you know, tomorrow we'll obviously preview the game a little bit deeper, but how are you feeling about this matchup? How are you feeling about whatever you think the Patriots fixed in Miami and whatever you think are still issues that need to be fixed if they're going to win a game against Aaron Rodgers?
You know what it is? I'm not a believer in Aaron Rodgers. I saw what he did week one, but he had a good game and he was all fired up and he had things to say after that game because it was against the Jets and it was his former employer that paid him a crap ton of money, and he still it wants to just stick it to him in the biggest way. So he'll get up for that game, and then you saw kind of what happened last week. But it's really the story of this team, Andy and Fitzy, is the defense. You know, you can rattle off all those names, Cameron Hayward and T.J. Watt and Patrick Queen. You know, they have big name guys on that side. It's Darius Slay, but the point or the facts are that they're not a very good defense. They rank last in yards, and their pass defense is terrible. So it's kind of shocking. It feels like that defense got old really quick. So I just think if you can't beat this team at home, when I'm not a believer, sorry, in Aaron Rodgers, and just what they did building the way they built this team, it's just so atypical of how the Steelers run their thing. I mean, they just have a lot of overpaid, kind of bloated contracts on defense with a guy that's way past his prime in Aaron Rodgers, who can every now and then give you a game if he's really motivated. But I just think there's too much on the Patriots side to lose this game. I don't feel like super confident, but I feel fairly confident that they are the better team. I do.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Ted on this one, Andy. I think the Patriots have a really good chance to win the game on Sunday. And it's mostly because of my faith in the offense and the way that they evolved and showed maturation against the Dolphins. The defense still has issues galore and plenty they can work on. And I hope that it's been double down this week on the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The practice field's behind Gillette. Whereas if they continue to take the baby steps to medium-sized steps forward like they did last week, this Pittsburgh defense is giving up 400 yards a game. You know, Ted pointed out all the different names that are on there. Yeah, it's a pro shop of defensive jerseys that you may have there, from Queen to Hayward, Darius Slay, Joey Porter Jr. at cornerback. Don't forget Jalen Ramsey as well. There's a lot of people you recognize, but they're not playing well. T.J. Watt. And if the Patriots can find ways to pick them apart, notoriously, the Patriots have had a lot of success against every iteration of the Dick LeBeau defense. I know he's no longer the coordinator that Pittsburgh has employed. And Tomlin seems to be running some variation of it therein still. Hopefully, Josh McDaniels can teach Drake May a little bit of what he taught Tom Brady, or he and Brady worked on all those years, and continue to have success. If they can put up more than 24 points on Sunday, I feel really good about their chances.
How about this? Real quick. How about this? The Patriots lead the NFL in sacks, and the Steelers, with all those pass rushers, are tied for last in sacks with three sacks. So,
and Rodgers has been sacked. I think he's been sacked 7 or 8 times in 2 games. So you
he's
can
been sacked
Aaron
7
Rodgers.
Times. Yep, yeah. 7 times.
So Patriots should be able to. I boil it down to two things. First, I think you should be able to run the football offensively. I think you should get Ramondre going like you did last week and like Curran talked about. And if you do that and kind of play ahead of the chains and play offense on your terms, I think that's a really good positive. And then my biggest question is a question that I think Tom Curran talked about. It's not about the front. It's not even about Christian Gonzalez and when he will play. It's about the middle of that defense. Let's hear what Curran had to say about that.
But I've looked at the linebacker level and said, this is a total afterthought on this team. For a linebacker in Mike Vrabel, defensive end, who grew up as he did in the league, it's Christian Ellis, Jelani Tavai, Jack Gibbons, Robert Spillane. I'm not looking at a bunch of household names there. And it's not the way it was even a couple of years ago when, you know, they were a linebacker-heavy team. So the front's good. The back end should be good. The linebackers, I think, are just they're one slice of meat in a wonderfully breaded sandwich.
And I think that's going to continue to decide football games for this team. And maybe Robert Spillane, I mean, the way Curran talked about it, like there's sort of a lack of names and talent there. Robert Spillane is supposed to be that guy. He was brought in and given some money to be that guy, and he's been disappointing. But, you know, we talk about the safety position and the linebacker position. To me, if I'm an opposing offense, I'm going at that early. I'm going at that often. If you want to miss tackles, whether it be in the short passing game, whatever, I think that middle of the field is the downfall, potentially, of these Patriots.
Well, look where the money's at. The money's all on the interior defensive line, and, you know, even the outside guys with Harold Landry. And then they put money in, you know, in Carlton Davis in the corner.
Yep.
So safeties and middle linebackers, I mean, yeah, those guys are getting paid, I guess, Christian Ellis and Spillane, but not with big money deals.
No. The only big money one is Duggar, and he's a part-time player at times.
That's right. The Spillane thing, look, everybody just said this guy was going to make a million tackles. And in training camp, I asked Tom Curran what he thought about some of the free agents, and I particularly brought up Spillane. I haven't heard his name mentioned. And when you go to practice, I never saw him make a play. You know, where the hell is – oh, no, they're fine. And it was like, dude, I got to see something from guys in training camp to feel confident that they're going to be players when the season starts. And I saw really no game, no flash from the linebackers in training camp, and it's proven to be true in the regular season.
Yeah, I don't really fear the primary carriers for Pittsburgh as far as their rushing attack goes, and we like the Patriots' defensive line. Now, whether they choose to try and expose the Pats' cornerbacks if Gonzo doesn't play by working the outside and seeing if they can mismatch with DK Metcalf, okay, you'll win some of those, you'll lose some of those. But if they get quick over the middle with Jaylen Warren, Calvin Austin, Roman Wilson, Pat Freiermuth, that's where Aaron Rodgers might be able to find those soft spots and keep the Pittsburgh offense on the field long enough to frustrate New England. If they win the time of possession and it's him with the ball in his hands last, then you should be worried. And obviously you should hold your breath if it comes down to you know, Chris Bosworth versus Andy Borogalis. I think we know who the advantage goes to there.
Yeah, I'm not. I hope it doesn't come down to a field goal, but I'm in a weird situation. I didn't think I would feel this way necessarily this early, but if you ask me who I have more faith in going into Sunday's game against the Steelers, is it Drake May in the offense to move the ball and put up some points, or is it the defense to tackle well, to make the plays you need to make to win that football game? I think I'm with my guy Josh McDaniels, my guy Drake May in the offense. I know it's only 1 week, and probably I'm extrapolating too much off a single data point in week 2 in Miami and all of that, but I feel pretty good about this offense. 617-779-7937. I don't know why I'm giving out the phone number. We're coming down the stretch here to the end of a short show. Red Sox lose 5-3. Red Sox lose 2 out of 3 to the A's. Getting on a plane tonight, heading to Tampa Bay. It's a crochet day Friday. It's not Fenway, but it's a huge Friday night game for the Boston Red Sox with Garrett Crochet on the mound.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.